Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
Hi, Caroline. How are you doing?
Hi. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Thanks.
TGIF.
Yeah, indeed.
So we have a really, really amazing guest on. He's on the phone with me, and his name is Matt Meyer. Good morning, Matt.
Hi, Caroline. How's it going this morning?
Hi. Good. So Matt is doing something that I think is amazing. He is on the Rhino Ride. And Matt, why don't you just tell the listeners what you are doing from Seattle to San Diego?
So I started on April 17th from the Canadian border, a little town called Blaine, cycling southward, covered almost 1,800 miles to date, and will finish in San Diego next Friday. And I've been doing so, pulling a life-like, not life-weight, statue of a rhinoceros behind me. Her name is Luna, and our goal is to not only raise funds for rhino conservation in Africa, but to create a kind of awareness about the plight of the rhinos and what's happening to these beautiful creatures in Africa and conservation around the world.
Right. So explain what is going on with the rhinos and poaching. It's really kicked up a lot in the last year?
It really started to grow exponentially almost a decade ago in 2007, where we watched poaching numbers go from 7, 10, 20, maybe 30 individuals in South Africa up to, I think the record year was 2012 or 2013, where there were about 13 or 1,400 rhinos poached. And we're losing on average 3 a day. They're being poached for their horn, which goes, as a lot of listeners will know, goes to the eastern market, to China, Vietnam. And a lot of it gets moved through the western U.S., through the Chinatown in L.A., San Francisco, and in Vancouver. And, it's etched in ancient traditional beliefs and medicines, where they grind up the horn, and it's claimed to cure various things from cancer to hangovers to many other things, but that's all false. It's keratin, so it's like our hair and fingernails, so consuming rhino horn does as much good for your hangover as chewing your own fingernail. And at current rates, at the rate that we're looking at now, if nothing's done, rhinos could become extinct within the next decade in the wild.
Yeah, so I was reading that that they actually stopped the ban for poaching for rhino horns.
So that's within the boundaries of South Africa. South Africa lifted the ban, and it is legal to trade in rhino horn within the boundaries of South Africa, and then you can apply for permits for a certain number per person to export them per year. But internationally, under the CITES ban, it is still standing you cannot trade it around, you cannot trade it in the world. It's just within the boundaries of South Africa.
What a way to really demonstrate your commitment to you are South African, to this conservation effort. And so now, are you an extreme athlete? Is that how you decided that you were going to cycle from, one end of the United States to the other end with a life-size rhinoceros behind your bicycle?
I'm not an extreme athlete. I'm a safari guide. I guide safaris across southern and east Africa. And I think I'd sat on the saddle of a bicycle for the number of hours that I can count on two hands before I set off on this. I did it because it was a requirement to pull this project off, initially I wanted to walk the entire California coastline of about 1,000 miles. It was inspired by a guy in South Africa who did it. And when that was made clear that it wasn't going to be possible for me to walk, because then I'd be jaywalking and holding up traffic, we then decided to strap a rhino to the back of a bicycle and make it a 2,000-mile cycle as opposed to a 1,000-mile walk. And so that's where the cycling came in. But I wasn't a cyclist, but I think now I am.
Yeah, I guess so. So, I mean, you're doing, you know, the whole coastline, and there are some pretty steep treks. Are you pulling? I mean, for anybody who is in the California coastline, look out for Matt, because you'll see a life-size rhinoceros coming by you. And, you know, are you pulling that sucker up the hills? And, you know, how you...
So if you would draw a line from Blaine to San Diego along the route that I've done, it's contiguous. So there isn't a bit that I didn't either pull or push Luna myself. So some of the hills, with the way the bicycle and the trailer are linked together, you can be the strongest cyclist on earth and you're never going to get it up that hill. It's just the way it's balanced. So then I have to get off and push physically. So I push the bike using the bike as kind of a steering wheel, and then I'm on two legs. But if I can cycle, I do cycle. If I can't, then I push.
Amazing. So let's get back to how the listeners can get involved and learn much, much more about your conservation efforts.
If people would like to go online to rhinoride.org, rhinoride.org, we've got lots of links there to the organizations that we're supporting, that we're sending money back to, and a little bit more about rhino conservation. There's also my route map, so you can see where I've gone and where I'm going over the next week or so. And there is a chance to donate as well. You can donate to the cause. And then we have a safari that we've put up for raffle, where people can buy a safari, buy a raffle ticket, and stand a chance to win a one in 500 chance to win a $20,000 safari, and all proceeds go back to Rhino Ride. And that's all been made possible by our two key sponsors, Wilderness Safaris and Piper and Heath Travel. Piper and Heath is based down in San Diego, and Wilderness Safaris is arguably Africa's largest safari operator. And the two of them have covered all of the hard costs and overhead of this ride. So 100% of the money that we raise, barring bank charges, which no one can account for those, that is everything we raise goes back to the organizations we're supporting. We do also have various clothing and nutritional sponsors, which are also on the website, that have made this possible. It's all of that has been done so that we can without doubt say that everything we raise goes back.
That's fantastic. Say your website again for the people, because a lot of people from Laguna Beach community and the listeners do go on safari, and I would love for them to connect with your organization, you know, whether here or in South Africa.
Yes, so it's rhinoride.org. My apologies for the accent. It does make it sometimes difficult to hear and understand. But it's Rhino Ride, and all of our Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all of that is on there as well. And you can check out the videos that we've made and the progress and the journey along the way, and share and tag and tell everyone about the ride and the journey. It is one man pulling a rhino down 2,000 miles, but it's time for everyone to kind of stand up and have a voice. Or the voiceless, and rhinos are in need.
They definitely are. Real quick, so are you getting a lot of people honking as you're going down the coast highway?
Yeah, no, it has been great. And actually, yesterday we met up with some folks yesterday, Brianna, And Orlando Bloom rode past me in traffic yesterday and honked, and it was on his Instagram as well. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I was going to say, follow his Instagram account because there's so many great, great pictures. And is that Rhino Ride also on Instagram?
Yes, it is Rhino Ride. It's all, everything's Rhino Ride.
Yeah.
And Jason, the hashtag is Rhino Ride 2017.
Yeah. Jason, did you want to say something?
No, I'm just, I'm so impressed. I really am.
He's amazing.
It's very cool. It's very cool. Can you say, Caroline, say Rhino Ride so people know what Matt's saying.
Rhino Ride.
Right, I have the same problem, Matt. It's the same thing, mate. People have no idea what I'm talking about. And I'm on the radio all day. They have no idea what I just said. Rhino Ride. Yeah, it is.
RhinoRide.org.
Mate, best of luck to you. Fantastic work. Brilliant.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for taking time to be on Caroline's Cause Corner, Matt. I really, really appreciate it, and I wish you all the success, and I hope to see you again. We'll see you in the fall. And hopefully do some school activations where you get to go talk to students here in Laguna Beach. I'm hoping that'll work out. And for any listeners, once again, if you want to help the plight of the rhinos in South Africa, which is really actually rhinos and giraffes, and so many of the animals are really are endangered, check out rhinoride.org. Thanks, Matt. Have a safe journey down to San Diego. I know you got some stops to make in between. Where you're in LA right now, and you're going to be circling about.
Today will be Culver City through to Manhattan Beach, and then down to Long Beach. Then tomorrow through Chinatown and down to Venice Beach, and then on Sunday, Long Beach, Huntington Beach, and then from Huntington Beach, day by day, going down through, we'll be coming through Laguna probably Tuesday, and then Camp Pendleton Wednesday, final stretch down to San Diego on Thursday.
Mate, if you're coming through Laguna Beach, why don't you pop in the station? We'd love to meet you.
Okay, great. Well, I'll get the information from Caroline about that.
Yeah. I started that. I'm hoping that'll work out.
Please do.
Time of that.
Wonderful. Yeah, sometime in the morning, whatever. We'll figure it out. Just talk to Caroline, and we'll figure that out. We'd love to meet you.
You got to have the rhino in front of the station. I just thought that would be a great photo.
That would be a photo opportunity right there. Yes.
There we go.
I love it. All right, Matt. Well, maybe we'll see you very, very soon. And for all the listeners out there that have other amazing environmentalists and people that I should be interviewing, let me know on the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page, and I will look into interviewing them. And happy Friday, everybody. Jason, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Don. You too.
And Matt, you have a safe journey. And until next time, this is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.
Yeah, absolutely. And right now, I'm going to play Rhinoceros by Smashing Pumpkins. How about that?